An issue that we've spoken about many times on the show, care homes. Last week, the Four Seasons Group made the shock announcement that it was shutting 7 care homes, affecting 254 patients and almost 400 staff. There are fears that there is worse to come in the crisis facing Northern Ireland's nursing homes. That is the warning from the Royal College of Nursing. Its director, Janice Smith, told the Irish News the weekend that move will be only the first of many and vulnerable patients will suffer. Janice is with us now. Spell this out for us, Janice. What do you think is ahead?
Well, I think, Stephen, we have come to where we are today as a result of the fact that the private nursing homes in Northern Ireland have been struggling for some time to recruit registered nurses. And there are in total about 12,000 private nursing home beds in Northern Ireland. And their needs in terms of registered nurses have never been factored into our workforce plan. So that is a big, big issue that has been going on for some time. But now it has been absolutely impacted by the fact that we don't have enough nurses for trusts in Northern Ireland either, and they are also short of nurses. So what has happened in those private nursing homes is that they have had to engage nurses by agencies, which has proved to be very expensive. And the fee that they get to keep people in a nursing home for a week, £593, is today absolutely inadequate for the care that those people need. So those homes are becoming financially not viable. And the victims in all of this are the people who live there, whose care has been purchased by trusts to look after them. These are patients that are being paid for by the health and social care system.
So are you telling me that you foresee many more nursing homes closing?
We do. And we have very close contact with our independent sector, the managers who manage those homes, who are nurses, and the nurses who work in them.
Okay, so you are the director of the Royal College of Nursing. I just want to step through this. And you're saying that you have close contact with other nursing homes in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And you're telling me this morning that you foresee, because of the contact you're having with them, announcements of more homes closing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Imminently?
Imminently, I wouldn't be across that detail. What I can say to you is that in the groups that we are engaged with in the Royal College of Nursing and information that's discussed at our board, we are very aware that the vast majority of private nursing homes in Northern Ireland are experiencing serious difficulties recruiting registered nurses, and they need registered nurses to look after the people who are accommodated there. And secondly, they're absolutely struggling to provide care for £593 a week, or £3.55 an hour, whichever way people want to put it. I mean, we know a nursery place costs about £4.26 an hour, and we know that statutory residential care, the homes that were the subject of a consultation, and that the Minister has now said that he is reviewing what was planned for closures of our statutory residential homes, to care for somebody there costs somewhere in the region of £700 to £1,100 a week.
So this comes down to money. Exactly. And of course, there is a discussion at Stormont at the moment, the £240 million that was going to be used to offset tax credit cuts, which they don't need anymore because tax credit cuts are off the table. Where should that be spent? I guess you're going to say on health.
Well, what I am going to say, Stephen, is that, and this has been the college's position for some time, if we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to keep getting what we get. And what we had a failed transforming your care policy. We didn't carry through what the intention was to do there. And we have done very little about the Donaldson report. We haven't put any additional services really in our community to look after people. And yet we know a growing number of them are older and a growing number of them have long-term conditions. We have done very little about our emergency care departments and the problems, the symptoms and the problems that are appearing in there. So whilst we have all of this in action and actually positive action about what needs to be done in Northern Ireland and real leadership to get us to a place where we can start to do some of those difficult things.
How many nurses do you reckon we're short? What's the scale of this?
In nursing homes?
Yeah.
Probably somewhere in the region of 400.
Short?
Short.
Well, how do you train up 400 nurses quickly?
Well, you don't. That is the problem, Stephen. It takes 3 years to train a nurse. And you don't. And you put that alongside the vacancies that are currently being experienced by trust. And we're in a position that we were in several years ago where we're going to have to look to countries outside of Northern Ireland to get nurses to care for our patients. And the problem this time is there's a global shortage and everybody is looking for them.